And following Michigan next week, I'll be reporting from Nevada, like Michigan, but with national approval, its caucuses are moved forward. Now, Saturday, January 19th, and with the mixed decisions in Iowa and New Hampshire, Nevada seems more important than ever.
We're joined now by John Ralston. He's a political analyst and someone I talked to during my trip to Las Vegas last fall. Hi, John.
Hi, Madeline.
Let's catch up now. Where do the Democrats and the Republicans stand in Nevada?
Well, the Republicans don't seem to be able to find Nevada on a map, so that discussion is fairly brief. Almost none of them have come here. Only Mitt Romney has an organization here, which could prove to be interesting later on if he does need Nevada as a firewall to stop his candidacy from disintegrating. The Democrats, though, there's going to be tremendous action here. There already is here today on the day after the New Hampshire primary. Hillary Clinton is announcing what she calls a major endorsement today, which is the congresswoman from southern Nevada, Las Vegas. Shelley Berkeley is going to be endorsing her, and that's to try to head off the publicity that Barack Obama is going to get from an even bigger endorsement, which is the Culinary Union, the biggest union in Nevada, one of the most effective political organizations in Nevada, will be endorsing him today also.
Now, the culinary workers, that's a huge endorsement, right? Who are these workers?
These are the workers from the casinos. These are the maids and the cocktail waitresses, the dishwashers. They're 60,000 strong, the Culinary Union. There's some debate about how many of them are registered to vote and how many will actually turn out in the caucus on January 19th, but there's no question that at the very least it'll be a significant part of the turnout, if not a substantial or dominating part of the turnout.
And what do polls show right now?
The only polls that have come out are very old now. They're about a month and a half old, and they showed Hillary Clinton with a substantial lead. But we all know how good polls are based on what happened in New Hampshire and how quickly that they can change. So I think we're starting from scratch here, and I think in the next week or so you'll start to see some polling done here that might give us a better idea. Again, what's the universe, though? Nobody knows how many are going to turn out. You've seen estimates as wildly ranging as 30,000 to 100,000. That, of course, is going to affect the polls.
And we'll find out a week from Saturday when the caucuses take place in Nevada. John Ralston, we'll check back in with you then. Political analyst joining me from Las Vegas. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.